Es kann so sehen, dass du bei Christus schlagen, wie wir mit Hüdem sagt, dass Jumme darf samach. Sagt der Mishnah, any der Avodis of Yom Kippurim that are done out of order are posel. Therefore, if the blood of the goat is offered before the blood of the pyre, the Kohen Gadol has to offer blood of the goat again after the pyre to make it kosher. If the blood of the animal spilled before he could complete the offerings inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to shecht another animal and begin the Avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim again. The same would hold true if he spilled the blood before completing the sprinklings on the Pareches. He'd have to shecht a new animal and start again from the Pareches sprinklings. The same would be hold true if the blood was spilled before completing the Avodah on the inside Mizbeach. He'd have to shecht a new animal and start again from the Avodah on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that he would begin from the place that he was up to when the blood spilled. He wouldn't go back to the beginning of that category, of that place. Rather, he'd just pick up exactly from where he left off midstream. Zok the Gemara. Braisa says any Yom Kippur Avodah done out of order is possible. Rabbi Huda says that's only regarding Avodah done in the Big Day Lavan inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, Avodah done in the Big Day Lavan outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim are not invalid if they're done out of order. So in other words, so if it's done Big Day Lavan but not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it even if it's done out of order, it will still be kosher. Rabbi Nechemia says order is essential for any avodah that must be done in the white clothing. It's only not essential if avodah is done in the golden clothing. Rabbi Yechon explained the word chukas in the pasuk of v'hoisa zois lachem the chukas oilam achas bashana teaches that order is essential for whatever this pasuk is referring to. So Rabbi Yehuda says this refers to the avodahs that are done in the place that is used once a year, meaning inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Nechemia said this refers to the avodahs that are done in the special clothing that are used once a year, meaning the Big Day Lavan. In fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does the pasuk say anything about the place? Or why is he limiting it to the place? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda will say the pasuk uses the exclusionary words of zois and achas. One teaches that order is not essential for avodahs done in the white clothing outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and one teaches that order is not essential for avodahs done in the golden clothing. Rabbi Nechemia will say that one teaches that order is not essential for avodah is done in the golden clothing, and one teaches that the pouring of the leftover blood, the shiari adam, on the outside of his back, that's not an essential avodah. Rabbi Yehuda says the pasuk does not differentiate the pouring of the leftover blood from the other avodahs. Therefore, if you hold that the other avodahs are essential, then the pouring of the leftovers of the shirayim are also essential, and if the rest are not essential, then the pouring of the shirayim is also not essential. For the Gemara, we find that Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Nechemia says, that the pouring of the leftover blood is essential. So how could we answer for Rabbi Yechon and say that it's not essential? Mar says, Enechanami, this remains a kasha. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina said, if the Kohen Gadol did the chafina of the Ketores before shechting the par, the chafina is not valid. So, affecting more, presumably this doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that the order is only essential for avodah done in the Big Day Lavan and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Chari doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara, it could be that Rabbi Yehuda would agree with this because he may consider anything that's being prepared for use in the Kodesh HaKadoshim as having the status of an avodah done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Affecting more, our Mishnah said if the blood spills before completion of the sprinkling inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to shecht a new animal and begin the inside sprinklings again. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds as you have suggested that the chafina is considered an avodah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to which order is essential, then after the new shechita, the Kohen Gadol should need to do another chafina and the entire Ketores process as well, because it has to be done in that order. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is not discussing the Ketores. However, it may be in Echanami that it has to be brought again. Zakti Gemara, Ula said, if the goat is shechted before the blood applications of the par, it's possible. Fact, the Mishnah says, if he offers the blood of the goat first, he must offer the par blood and then follow it again with the goat blood. The Mishnah doesn't say that a new animal must be brought and shechted. And for the Gemara, this part of the Mishnah is discussing the blood applications in the Heichel when it was already shechted. However, if the goat blood was applied before the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which would mean that it was shechted before the offering of the par's blood, in a Chanami, he would certainly have to shecht another goat.